in a highly unusual announcement, says Queen Elizabeth II is under medical supervision as doctors are, quote, concerned for Her Majesty's health. The announcement comes one day after the 96-year-old monarch canceled a meeting of her Privy Council and was told to rest. The palace says the Queen is comfortable and remains at Balmoral Castle in Scotland, where she has spent the summer. Britain's new Prime Minister, Liz Truss, says the UK is deeply concerned by the news about the monarch's health. White House National Security spokesperson John Kirby told reporters Thursday that President Joe Biden had been advised of the health concerns of Queen Elizabeth, saying, quote, "His and the First Lady's thoughts are solidly and squarely with the Queen today and her family." Turning our attention to Albania, where police have entered the Iranian embassy in Canada, AB correspondent Lisa Dwyer reports.
Albanian police special forces have forced open the door of the Iranian embassy in Tirana. Officers surrounded the compound in which the embassy stands shortly after the last staff members left the building following the government's order to expel them. Officers entered the building in fighting gear, followed by other officers carrying equipment and accompanied by a dog. The Albanian government gave the embassy staff 24 hours to leave the country Wednesday over a major cyber attack that the Albanian government blames on Iran. It is the first known case of a country cutting diplomatic relations over a cyber attack. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
For more on this and all of the stories we're covering, visit us at voanews.com, or you can download our app. Just look for VOA News. From Washington, this is VOA News. The city where the Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant is located was again left without power supply following a shelling Wednesday. Ukraine is considering shutting down the plant amid safety concerns, according to Russian and Ukrainian media. Ukrainian media say electricity was cut off in the city after a shelling by Russian forces, while Russian media outlets said Wednesday's outage was caused by a large-scale bombardment of the Ukrainian troops. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin has said that U.S. President Joe Biden has approved additional military aid to Ukraine. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Austin gathered officials from allied countries to ensure that support for Ukraine continues.
And we must evolve as the fight evolves.
The defense secretary went on to announce a new donation made just a day earlier.
And yesterday, the president approved the latest tranche of U.S. assistance to Ukraine, valued up to $675 million.
He said that the package includes howitzers, artillery munitions, Humvees, armored ambulances, anti-tank systems, and more. I'm Karen Chamas.
The Chinese city of Chengdu has extended a COVID-19 lockdown in most areas, maintaining curbs that have ground businesses to a halt and confined the majority of its 21 million residents to their homes. The capital of southwestern Sichuan province has been effectively under lockdown for a week since reporting several hundred COVID cases. The measure was expected to be lifted Wednesday, but the city government announced that, quote, "The entire city will continue to deeply push forward our assault for zero community spread." Police in a southwestern U.S. city of Memphis, Tennessee, said a man suspected of killing four people during an hours-long shooting rampage across the city Wednesday has been arrested. A spokesperson says the 19-year-old was taken into custody late Wednesday night. Three other people were wounded in seven shootings across the city in a rampage that began after midnight local time Wednesday. Memphis has been shaken by several high-profile killings in recent weeks. And the final suspect in a deadly stabbing rampage in Canada is dead after being arrested. A tense three-day manhunt for the suspect in a weekend stabbing rampage that left 10 people dead and 8 wounded was in near Saskatchewan. Authorities responded with the 32-year-old suspect Miles Sanderson sped off in a stolen vehicle, was eventually forced off the road and arrested by police and taken into custody. By remote, Diane Roberts, VOA News.
Right now, VOA 1.